K-State Nation, K-State Nation, good morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast coming at you right now, postcast baseball last night. 22nd ranked K-State taking care of business and holding on Wichita State. Eddie Greer hosted this podcast, first time listening ever to this K-State podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. I mean, for some reason, say March, but no, we're not in March anymore. It is April, and K-State baseball, first time ranked all year long, going into a game ranked in the top 25, 22nd ranked, having to hold off Wichita State last night in a high-scoring affair last night, 13-10, and last night, K-State as a team offensively, I have said this over and over on the show, with this offense. The home run hitting, right? This is the identity of this team. Home run hitting and pitching. And probably you might as well put home run hitting first because this team, from the outset, knows how to hit. Well, really since the 1-5 start, turn things around due to the home run ball, right? D. Kennedy's turn to have a multi-hit home run game. There are two bombs by D. Kennedy yesterday there helped propel K-State to win this ball game here. Pete Hughes last night talking about his high-flying offense. Quote, big night offensively. You always like to get your bats going heading into conference play. And he goes on to say here, quote, great efforts by D. Kennedy and Maxis Martin. Once again, obviously, it got a little sloppy late in the game. We know there is room to improve, but our program is never going to apologize for winning. You shouldn't, right? You're trying to win baseball games. Where is that coming from? Hell no. You're trying to win ball games. Hey, that's the other team's fault. You come ready to play. That's your own fault. I mean, there's nothing to apologize for. You're winning baseball games right now. And for this team to go out and done what it's done this year, to this point anyways, after 28 games, you're sitting there, 20-8 overall, I'm saying something right there. So, with obviously basketball closing the books here, in the 2024-25 calendar year, everything turns into baseball. Now, obviously, we will talk about spring football, because that's going to be getting on the radio shortly. Chris Klieman spoke to the media, but this is not a spring football episode right now. We'll get into all that. We got plenty of time to talk about football here, but this is all about the base. All eyes now should be on this baseball team right now, doing what it has been doing all year. D. Kennedy going deep twice in this game, and then of course Maxis Martin doing Maxis things at the plate. Yet again, we check inside the box score here. Of course, K-State handing their little brother from down south of the state of Kansas, Wichita State, 10-18. K-State 20-8, but actually it was Wichita State that got it all started in this game. Another slow start for the bats to wake up. It was 1-0 after three, Wichita State, and then the big inning. And you know how I feel about the big inning. You can't allow the other team to have the big inning, but you want to be the team that has the big inning. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State holding out Wichita State late. Looks like a football score. Might as well have been. Baseball field, 13-10 last night. K-State baseball getting its 20th win in this game, going over 50 home runs as a team offensively here in 2025. Eddie Greer III here in talking postcast, as per usual. 7-run fourth inning for the Cats. Pretty much helped the Cats stave off the Shockers last night there. And then you tackle one more for K-State in the top of the fifth inning. And then another big run, big inning. Not like the fourth, but four in the top of the seventh inning. And then you tackle one in the ninth for Wichita State. They didn't even score again. I mentioned they scored the first run. They scored the first run in the ballgame in the bottom of the second. They did not even score again until K-State let them back in the ball game, and Wichita State scored in all three frames in the late innings. 3-7, 5-8. And attacking on one in the ninth inning there. And luckily, K-State there, that seven-run fourth inning was all the difference you needed right there And this one, Adam Arthur, getting his second win of the year. He stays undefeated in 2025, goes 2-0. Tyler Dobbs, still winless in 2025. He's 0-2 on the year there for Wichita State. Wichita State, they used a whole roster of pitchers last night here. Let's see, nine pitcher? No, hold up. Damn, literally a whole roster. Another four. 10 pitchers last night used by Wichita State. There's game Jeremiah Arnett, as I mentioned yesterday's podcast in the preview section of it anyways, went only 2 innings in this game. And between Arnett and Colton Vercoe, they played shutout ball. So I don't know what we're doing here against K-State. And then everything shamble for Wichita State there, using 8 more pitchers in the game. I don't understand what they're thinking there. When you had Jeremiah Arnett, they're pretty much clamping down K-State's offense. So again, it goes why what I said early in the year, Pete Hughes, you have to be smarter about. I called him out on this podcast saying you cannot use that many pitchers. Now you got to think about the week, right? And yes, K-State used half of that. What Wichita State did last night. Tanner Duke started. He went 4 innings, 2 hits of 1 run ball. Walked 3 Wichita State batters, but struck out 4. Arthur, he went 2 innings of no run ball, 2 hits, no walks, and a strikeout. Blake Dean, Miles Smith, and James Guyette finished the deal there for Kansas State there, as they were able to hold off Wichita State's run late in this baseball game. Yeah, but you cannot, I don't know what they were thinking there. Wichita State, anyways, we're talking about using 10 pitchers last night. And again, I've always go back, refer back to the Omaha game where K-State lost that game, because Omaha used, 9 pitchers in that game, or 8 to 9 pitchers in that game, and they slowed them down, which was mind-boggling there at that point in time. Wichita State, there should have just kept Colton Vercoe in the ballgame, or Jeremiah Arnett in the game, because he was throwing good there. And then, K-State's offense woke up at the right time, trailing 1-0 there in this game. Shantiro actually led off this game for K-State yet last night. He had a hit. D. Kennedy, 2 hits. Both of those went deep twice in the game. AJ Ivasco, he keeps his on-base streak alive. He got a hit last night. He was 1-for-5 in the game there. Keegan O'Connor, another multi-hit game. How about that? He was not a pitcher. I'm looking at the wrong position player there. But Maxis Martin, 3-for-4 last night in the game. He also went deep in this game as well. Let me see. Maxis Martin again. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that is home run number 12 or 13 for him this year. D. Kennedy, multi-hit home run game for him in this ball game there as well. Shantiro stole a base. AJ stole a base. Dante Lewis went crazy on the base pass last night. He stole 3 bases last night. And Sam Flores getting in the action there as well. Back up real quick here to final lines for both teams. Your K-State Wildcats, 22nd ranked Wildcats, knocking off the Shockers last night down in Wichita, 13-10. Eddie Greer for this Wildcat postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State, 13 runs, 11 hits. Oh, my. Yeah, the defense, woo, ugly. A total of 7 errors between the 2 squads, and K-State had 4 of them. So, man. Going to have to clean that up there, because we could, again, catching breaks there. But hey, again, when you're winning, hey, winning occurs all things there. But yeah, defense, woof, got tightened up going down to Stillwater this weekend as K-State will resume Big 12 play against Oklahoma State on Friday. Wichita State, 10 runs, 13 hits. They had 3 errors themselves. They had 3 errors themselves there as well. So, So, a little sloppy defensively. K-State's going to have to, 22nd ranked K-State's going to have to clean that up. Oklahoma State, 3-game series. We return back to Big 12 play. Oklahoma State, Friday night, 6 o'clock. As Oklahoma State struggles in the Big 12 continue, they're 1-6. 12-14, and this is a team, Oklahoma State, I'm talking about, usually up there in the Big 12 stands, usually pretty good. But the record tells all. They're struggling a little bit right now. So there you have it right there, folks. So Pete Hughes, another road win against like I said, you want to own the state of Kansas. That's how you want to beat your rival, and you beat your little brother down there in Wichita State last night. Now you turn the page, and you got to go back on the road to take on the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in a three-game set. And for K-State, you have only lost one conference game. Can they keep that rolling in this weekend? We'll find out about that here this weekend. And, of course, we'll have all the postcasts, of course, on the Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, K-State Podcast, folks. You first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by. Again, we have seen a steady climb throughout the years since I started this podcast, and it continues to, I was going to use another phrase, but I'm going to scratch that, to rise. We're going to continue to use the rise up theme here, and again, I cannot stress this enough, so thank you for supporting this podcast, K-State Podcast, in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, we need a lot of y'all Purple Nation out here. If you're living out here in KC Mo, of course, there as well. Second thing, download the Podbean app. Bonus content, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. I don't know why I can't get it out. Greer number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast for more coverage of the Cats there. Myself and Alex Aiden, we might be going on tomorrow night. We'll see about that all over there on that. And of course, this is the most other important thing. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, whether that's a student, a big K-State fan, alumni, or a Big 12 fan in general. Make sure you continue to spread the word about this other Kansas State sports podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, covering all things K-State athletics. Let's go do it for another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 22nd-ranked K-State wins. Beats Wichita State 13, Wichita State 10. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from overcast Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast.